This is about free energy, the natural abundance of energy in the cosmos, and how the demonic systems of human control on Earth presently are engaged in a scarcity economy in order to control and enslave people, and in order to carry out ritualistic bloodshed wars from which they derive additional dark spiritual power. So this is actually what's happening in our world today. So let's back up. Free energy. There have been dozens of free energy patents that have been seized and classified by the United States government. And this is one of the big mistakes that a lot of people make. If they come up with a free energy device, of course, they want credit for it. They want to reap the financial rewards for having such an amazing invention. And so they file a patent. You know, it's a rational thing to do if you don't realize what actually happens with the U.S. Patent Office. So the Patent Office is, you know, constantly reporting to the DOD, and the DOD is then making recommendations of which technologies should be seized by the government and classified so that they don't become a reality. This happens with weapon systems. Interestingly, weather control technology, those patents are still on the books, lots of them, at least 40 or 50 that I've seen. But when it comes to free energy technology, nothing is allowed to ever receive a patent. Now, for anybody out there who's got free energy devices or is thinking of rolling one out, literally the only way to do it and to survive is to open source the plans and release them with very wide distribution all over the world, all on the same day through torrents and websites and everything else, because that's your only protection. If you patent it, your patent will be stolen. If you try to create a company around it and get investors and make yourself a trillionaire, you will be assassinated before that can happen and the technology will be taken from you. There is literally no way to commercialize free energy technology right now until the scarcity global elite are dismantled from power, and a lot of their power is based on energy scarcity. So you see, it's kind of a chicken and egg situation here. So the only thing that's going to work is to release technology publicly and open source. Now, in terms of the scarcity economy and the way the globalists operate, they need a scarcity system in order to maintain power. So they make sure that energy is not abundant, it's certainly not free, and it is in fact centralized. And then they're making sure that it's still an oil-based or a fossil fuel-based economy as much as possible, because that allows them to justify the expansion of the empire to the Middle East, for example, to support Israel and have Israel bomb its neighbors and take more land and expand its base of operations as, you know, Israel is considered the unsinkable aircraft carrier in the Middle East. And so this control over oil justifies, at least in the minds of these global elitists, it justifies everything. It justifies the war on Iraq and Desert Storm and the upcoming bombing of Iran. It justifies everything that Israel is doing, you know, to Gaza and Lebanon and the West Bank. It justifies everything. And they know they can get public support for that because they know that people need energy. Everybody needs energy. Every city, every business, every manufacturer, every automobile needs some form of energy in order to function. And as long as they can restrict it and control it, then they maintain power. And of course, by censoring or covering up or, you know, destroying any kind of free energy technology or assassinating the free energy pioneers, etc., right? So this is all based on scarcity, and scarcity is the opposite. It contradicts the natural laws of the universe. So our universe is naturally abundant. God, our creator, who created this vast simulation in which we currently live, occupy, he created unlimited resources, unlimited energy, unlimited medicine, unlimited light, food, everything. And when I say unlimited, I don't actually mean mathematically infinite, but I mean more than we could ever possibly imagine needing. There's plenty of energy actually just all around us in, you know, zero point space or, you know, the multiverse quantum fields all kinds of different approaches. There's so much energy around us that if we tap into a tiny fraction of it, it would be all the energy that we ever need for a lifetime, enough to, you know, power cars, trucks, homes, businesses, cities, AI data centers, you know, Bitcoin mining rigs, everything. There's energy for everything. But our government, our society makes sure that we can't tap into that energy because they enforce the economy of scarcity. Now, tied to energy is the currency. And of course, currency is very scarce because they're always taking it away from you. You know, taxes, all kinds of endless taxes. And whatever they don't take away from you, they devalue by printing more currency themselves. So you live under currency scarcity, where dollars are hard to get, hard to keep, hard to hold on to. But the government lives with infinite currency abundance because they can print currency at any time at your expense. And they do. Trillions of dollars a year is what they print right now. And, you know, it's only going to get bigger until the total collapse comes. So they want you to live under scarcity. The tax code exists not to raise money for the government. They can print that money anytime. It exists to suppress you, to keep you down, in the same way that the censorship of free energy technology is taking place in order to prevent you from having access to unlimited energy. So all those debates about the tax code and where's the government going to get its revenue, it's nonsense. It's smoke and mirrors. It's just a cover story. The government doesn't need revenue. It will just print whatever it needs, as it's already doing to a large extent. It'll just print. So if you really want people to be wealthy, you would end the tax code. You would end the IRS completely because you don't need it for government revenue. But obviously they're not going to do that because, again, that's the way to keep people suppressed. And then finally, the same idea of scarcity applies to information and knowledge. And that's why censorship is widespread across big tech platforms like Google and YouTube and Facebook, etc. And it's why censorship was pushed by the State Department and the DOD, especially during the Biden years, but even during Trump's first administration, under his nose, you know, without his consent, but it was happening while he was president, Trump, there was extreme censorship taking place. And, you know, we've sued. Our lawsuit is still pending in the federal court system in Texas. And we've sued the DOD and a bunch of other government agencies and NGOs and corporations for that censorship. But you understand, that's all designed to create knowledge scarcity. In the same way they create energy scarcity or currency or money scarcity, they also want knowledge scarcity. So they can't let you connect with real information about the world, information about natural medicine, about herbs, about what really happened on 9/11, you know, real information about the 2020 election, all those kinds of things. So they have to keep censoring those to prevent you from finding out the truth. So there you go. That's the scarcity economy. And of course, what God wants for us, I think it's perfectly clear through the teachings of Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth himself, is that God actually wants us to tap into the universal abundance that's really aligned with the nature of our cosmos. Universal abundance. More than enough for everyone. More than enough food, energy, sunlight, money, so to speak, land, all of it. But that's being taken away from us by the satanic human governments that are really actually carrying out satanic rituals of mass death and mass starvation and mass suffering and pain, because that's where they get their spiritual energy. Because our governments are being run by demon-infested people, like literally demon-infested humans or former humans, whatever they are now, who knows. So there you go. That's the big picture. If you want to stay informed, check out my new upcoming AI engine launch. It's a free AI engine. It's called Enoch, which is named after one of the lost books of the Bible, and Enoch, the prophet, I suppose you could say, more than a prophet. But anyway, we're not going to go into all that right this minute. The point is that if you go to brightown.ai, you will be able to sign up for using the Enoch AI engine for free. Its release is now it's imminent, I would say, very, very close. I just got the final look at the final free version, and we're just doing some, you know, end stage testing, and then we will release it. So check it out at brighttown.ai, and check out my podcast at brighttown.com or my articles at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. The super volcano Mount Etna is erupting again. So far, the eruption has been rather small, although still impressive, pushing clouds up to 4 kilometers skyward. But if it actually experiences a full eruption, then it would eject so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that it would block sunlight around the entire world for a year or even longer. I don't mean 100% of sunlight, but it would diminish enough light to cause crop failures all over the world. It would shorten growing seasons by effectively lowering temperatures everywhere that crops are grown. So the food supply that normally feeds the world would suffer a catastrophic collapse. And this has happened before. I forgot the year. It was like 1817. Tamburo, and it caused what was called the year without a summer in the UK. So far away, halfway across the world, a year without a summer, and crops failed all over the world back then. Well, at that time, the population was a small fraction of the current population of the world. So if this eruption gets worse, we're in a dire situation. Well, we want to help support you and offer you solutions to help you get ready for this. You obviously need to have a food supply. We've got that available right now, laboratory tested, certified organic, at healthrangerstore.com. We've got right now the Ranger buckets, 536 servings, certified organic, emergency storable food supply in rugged polyethylene buckets. And then inside the bucket, each food item is packed in a, what we call a brick. It's a compressed, vacuumed, extra thick container that makes it kind of like a thin brick shape, which also has additional long-term storage capabilities. So these things, this is why we could ship these to North Carolina as we did last year. We can ship them there, but we're not afraid of rain. Even if it rains on these, it doesn't destroy the food inside. There's no cardboard, there's nothing to get soggy, and it's also essentially rodent-proof, except for maybe bears. If you have a bear problem, you know, you've got bigger issues. But for most rodents, they can't get into these buckets at all. So very handy there. Now, we're also on the verge of a potential nuclear conflict with Russia right now as the situation heats up with Ukraine. Ukraine's kind of stuck in the middle, but the NATO leaders want war, and some of the crazy, insane, warmongering neocons in the US government, they want war too. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They always seem to want war, you know, because the right people profit from it. Well, we don't want war, but we want you to be ready if there is a war. So I've got samples on my desk here. We've got nascent iodine right there at the bottom in the bottles available. And we have Iosat, which is the FDA approved potassium iodide supplements. If there's any kind of a fallout scenario, nuclear terrorism, nuclear war, you name it, you definitely want to have a good supply of iodine to protect your thyroid. If you lose your thyroid from typically, you know, radioisotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137 or iodine-131 would be the one that goes right to the thyroid. But I mean, I mentioned cesium because that is more of a systemic impact on the body, very toxic with a half-life of 29 years in that case. Radioactive iodine only has a half-life of about 7 days, but if you don't have iodine protection for your thyroid, then your thyroid gets destroyed. And then without your thyroid, your life is miserable, because nothing works. You don't have energy. You can't sleep right. You know, without your thyroid, your body is a wreck. So protect your thyroid with iodine. This can also be used in moderate amounts as a daily iodine supplement. And I'm not saying take the dropper or drink the bottle. No, that would not be recommended. It's like a drop or two. Read the label. It's a very tiny amount of iodine that you need each day. I mean, it's actually in micrograms. So you don't have to overdo the iodine, but it is good to have the right amount in your body and not have an iodine deficiency. We've got iodine and Iosat available at healthrangerstore.com. Go there right now. Here on the homepage, you can see everything that we've got available. some of the different featured products, including right now Hawaiian astaxanthin and many other products as well. We've got lots, you know, a new batch of turmeric also, which is incredibly beneficial in so many ways. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.